Begin the current daf, set the sugya daf chav, begin on the days, begin to take the masla, begin with the gemara, chazin leparsi. It's fit to spread it out, which is that these mets of the sack and the hair of the horse, they're fit to be spread out as a mesach, as a curtain, lifnei hapesach, in front of the entryway. And mekabel tumah, and that's something that contracts tumah, unlike all other mechitzas, which are not mekabel tumah, because here it's customarily utilized. I mean, so perikam of the Beilik says the end of the first perik of Beilik, the Dalman Beis, Neimah Amrabil and Tumah. Why they say that the curtain is going to become a tumah? Because the waiter wraps himself in the bottom to warm himself up, and therefore again, that's why we're saying it is mekabel tumah. Tinek says master to begin with the gemara chadin lenazyasa, which Rashi explains that. What does this mean? That these mats of Sham and Gemi, Hesh B'Kuntras, he says, L'chas ben Gigas, that it's used to cover the barrel, Sha'isim B'Sheicher, that you make beer, and because of that utility, it's considered as a Kli and Mekabel Tumah. Now, the Yev Shalemikain, you can't say as Mekabel Tumah, because the Sham Gemi, Loi Mekabel Tumah, M'Toyz Kli'itz, the halach of Sham and Gemi, it's not Mekabel Tumah only, because it's including the category of a wooden vessel, which that's what we're learning out from. Now, the iskish lasak, which that's compared to, in the pasuk, eights to sak, and the utility like covering a barrel of beer is not metamically eights. As we find, Zekal Zekimpak, above Mishnah says, not can be kli, or even kli eights, we find by leather and by wooden vessel. Zekal, this is a rule, also litik, if it's made, if someone has a receptacle, tamiz makabatam ulachipa, if it's only to cover, tar. Also, if not nami perikabab mitzatz kelim, or so if you put the kelim, if you have a piece of leather, was made to cover vessel tar. On the pligi hasam, this that we, and that's according to everyone, because that there's a dispute over there regarding the leather that's made for a cover, the meshkailis for weight. Tami it's mekabel tumah, but Rabbi Yisim Tar is tar. It's not because the rabban hold that the leather that's made for covering itself is going to be tummy. Rather, mishum the asal lechasim meshkailis, that which was made to cover the weight, sometimes you actually would receive something inside of it. And that's what's considered as utility. Yossi says it's tar from the Ikar Likis, because primarily it's used as a covering. So therefore it's not considered something that's utilized. But according to everyone, that if it's used as a cover, it's not considered as a kli of tashmish for a wooden and leather vessel. So this is saying it's used to cover a barrel of beer, that should not be considered as a kli to mekabel tumah. So it's Tosfos talking about Halacha, so you obviously have to say the same thing over here, but these of Gemi and Sham, the reason why it's mekabel tumah is because Sha'is lekabel and Dav, it's also used to receive something inside of it, and therefore that's why it's mekabel tumah. The next test master, the beginning of the Gemara, Mesach and Bebudja. Now recover it, but we could make Schach with this Budja, and it's mekabel tumah. And the reason is, because asuri lekabel tumah, it's made to receive dates. Ashkam miksubas pekinara that none of days zil havle mitami dal budger, go and give him the dates from the mats, which so we see from that wording that they would normally put dates on the mats. That's what he's saying. You see by the budger that although it's used to although it's mekabel tumah because it's used as a quick kibble, we could use it as schach. Then it says, "What are you going to say? Imkain, if that's the case, that the budget is used to receive dates, so then the question is, mekabel tumah midrabanan? It should be rabbinically mekabel tumah, kedaf shalat tumah. So although it doesn't have a kli kibble, an actual kli kibble, it doesn't have a receptacle, a concave, but it should be rabbinically mekabel tumah, kedaf shalat tumah, like the board of the bakers, perkamet as a bais and babas tamasam abam manal. So the question is, actually, how could you use the pesach if it has rabbinic tumah?" So it says, what you have to say is that he is like a downfall. There, Iksubis is talking about that if it has an edge. He has a kabbal tumah, that's meant to receive dates. And yeah, so that would have rabbinic tumah. But over here in our sugi, it's talking about where there's no gedanfa, there's no rim. That most definitely, that type of budya was made for a schach, because it actually does not receive anything. And that's why Tahira, that's what's going to be tar, because this we say that it's this budya that we're talking about, Sulikabu tomorrow. And that was Tyson's basic first question. Did you say it is used Makabu Tumah? How could you say Mazakama budya? That's only the over there in Subis. But here we're talking about that it's not meant to doesn't have a shalayim, doesn't have a gedan, and therefore it's not used to even mekabel tamarim. And again, therefore, it's not mekabel tamarim rabbinically, and therefore you can make schach, which is budya. Hanulach sukkah, we shall return to the first parak, parak sukkah with taisvas. We continue with the next parak, second parak, parak ha-yashin, where taisvas begins with the words of the Mishnah. Yashin tachasimid, it was said that if someone sleeps underneath the bed in the sukkah, the yotze dechabas is not fulfilled his obligation. Taisvas says, but gemar mukul shmul, and the gemar shmul qualifies as teacher. And he says, but gvoy asar, has to be 10 tvachim high. The reason is, the pachas mekan lo cheshav el hafzik, less than 10 tvachim. The bed is not going to be considered as oil to separate between the person and the sukkah. Now, Tosfos says, "Matzin l'meim and the Shmuel l'tamei." You could say the Shmuel is going l'shutasai that has to be 10 tefachim because the Machshavei Kama he actually permits in the first paragraph of Yudim Enaf Tachtoina the lower sukkah Shimbol Yonah Sarav the upper sukkah doesn't have 10 tefachim. But regarding the other Merim, the passage that they actually invalidate Shimbol Yonah Chashiva oil that the upper sukkah is considered oil after Bisha Inigavai Yudim, even though it's not 10 tefachim. Who didn't Chashiva oil hasik? You could say that the bed will be considered oil to separate even less than 10 tefachim. And that's the Tosfos in Abishem Mitashani. Maybe a bed is different, and everyone would agree. Because Amar Gemara, like the Gemara says, "Avi lamita oil are," because the bed is considered temporary oil. It's like a flawed, inferior oil. Maybe everyone would agree that less than 10 tefachim in such an oil are would not be considered as oil to be mavsi less than 10 tefachim. Then the Tesh Master begins with the Gemara. Reason Tabi Abdi, see my servant Tabi Shutam Chacham, it's a Amarik scholar, and he knows his halacha about not sleeping in the sukkah and then first sleeping under the bed. Now Tesh points out every kasha haya. He was an upstanding slave. It's like brought in the second paragraph of the seventh base, where similarly Tosfos come to say this regarding how did he know these halachas? And I'll teach you Eben Taira. And Aruch Lanier says that, that's how he's saying he knew because he's Eben Kasha and he learned on his own. Now, Yishami Tani, Yishami was taught, Shahi Manich Tani, he used to put on film. But the Mishav Yodach Chacham, Chacham did not protest, although it's Mitzvah Shaman Gurama, women are part of Eben is part of. Oh, and the Chacham were not my parak. The Yishami asked, "What Mechlef Hashit to Rebbe Gamliel?" This is the opposite of Rebbe Gamliel's opinion, because the Halacha Rabbi Sukkah here, right? The Halacha Sukkah in our Mishnah Micha Biyad Chacham Aleishem Besukkah. The Chacham protested from him sitting in the Sukkah. Shariyah Yoshen Dagazamita. He was sleeping underneath the bed. The sages didn't let him sit in the Sukkah. Who are you to do the mitzvah? He's not Mechliv. So how was he allowed to do the mitzvah of Tefillin without them being Meichel? Yishami answers, "No, Shal Isi Kench Lutchet Chacham Shayshin Besukkah." No. They wouldn't have protested if he was sitting in the sukkah. He himself, on his own, did it to sleep underneath the bed so that there was more room for the sages that they shouldn't be tightly pressed. And they obviously couldn't be under the bed. So he went under the bed. Parak Yishami asked, Ishle Lichlech Zacham. If he's sleeping underneath the bed, not to be pressing on the Chacham, so Yishle Lichlech Zacham, why didn't he sleep out of the sukkah? Why didn't he sit out of the sukkah? Mishani, Yishami answers, the right to Hilashmai de Bacham. He wanted to hear the words of the sages. So therefore, he was underneath the bed, but he wasn't going to be outside of the sukkah. The next test of Aschal, it's the Gemara, it's not possible, but in the Mishnah, which Baal is Paragimel, in the third peg of Aalas, this it says, Allah echad chur shakuru mayim, whether it be a ditch that was caved up through water, Ireshikoi. What's this going on? It's going in the ratio of that Mishnah. The area that's talking about the bibshu kamatach sabais. It's talking about a ditch in the ground that's covered, and all the wastewater from the house goes out from there to the Rosh Rabban. That says over there, but there's a gap of a tefach. So that will bring the tumah, and what's it come to teach is the av bishnas leimayim, that even though it was made through water or through shotzim, it's going to have that same halacha.